Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Text number 35.
Yatha Matsyadi Rupani.
Dhatte Jayad Yatha Natah. Dhatte Jayad Yatha Natah. Bhubara Kshapito Yena. Jaho Tachakalevaram. Yatha.
As much as.
Matsyadi. Incarnation as a fish, etc. Rupani.
Forms.
Dhatte. Eternally accepts.
Jayat.
Apparently relinquishes.
Yatha.
Exactly like.
Natah.
Magician.
Bhubharah.
Burden of the world.
Kshapita.
Relieved.
Yena.
By which.
Jaho.
Let go.
Tat. That.
Cha.
Also.
Kalevaram.
Body.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
The Supreme Lord relinquished the body which He manifested to diminish the burden of the earth. Just like a magician, He relinquishes one body to accept different ones, like the fish incarnation and others. Please repeat. The Supreme Lord relinquished.
The body
which he manifested to diminish the burden
of the earth.
Just like a magician, he relinquishes one body
to accept different ones.
Like the fish incarnation
and others.
Purport. The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is neither impersonal nor formless, but His body is non-different from Him, and therefore He is known as the embodiment of eternity, knowledge and bliss. In the Brahad Vaishnava Tantra, it is clearly mentioned that anyone who considers the form of Lord Krishna to be made of material energy must be ostracized by all means. And if by chance the face of such an infidel is seen, one must clean himself by jumping in the river with clothing. The Lord is described as Amrita or deathless because He has no material body. Under the circumstances, the Lord's dying or quitting His body is like the jugglery of a magician. The magician shows by his tricks that he is cut to pieces, burned to ashes, or made unconscious by hypnotic influences, but all are false shows only. Factually, the magician himself is neither burnt to ashes nor cut to pieces, nor is he dead or unconscious at any stage of his magical demonstration. Similarly, the Lord has His eternal forms of unlimited variety, of which the fish incarnation, as was exhibited within this universe, is also one. Because there are innumerable universes, somewhere or other, the fish incarnation must be manifesting His pastimes, without cessation. In this verse, the particular word dhatte, eternally accepted, and not the word dhitva, accepted for the occasion, is used. The idea is that the Lord does not create the fish incarnation. He eternally has such a form, and the appearance and disappearance of such an incarnation serves particular purposes. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.24.25, the Lord says, "The impersonalists think that I have no form, that I am formless, but that at present I have accepted a form to serve a purpose, and now I am manifested. But such speculators are factually without sharp intelligence. Though they may be good scholars in the Vedic literatures, they are practically ignorant of my inconceivable energies and my eternal forms of personality. The reason is that I reserve the power of not being exposed to the non-devotee by my mystic curtain. Thus, less intelligent fools are therefore unaware of my eternal form, which is never to be vanquished and is unborn." Let's read this Sanskrit part of it. Avyaktam vyaktim apannam manyante mam abuddhayah param bhavam ajananto mamavyayam anuttamam. Big explanation. Naham prakashah sarvasya yoga maya samavratah mudoyam nabijanati loko mam ajam avyayam. Mudo. Krishna directly says these words many times in Bhagavad Gita. Mudo. That means fools. In the Padma Purana, it is said that those who are envious and always angry at the Lord are unfit to know the actual and eternal form of the Lord. In the Bhagavatam also, it is said that the Lord appeared like a thunderbolt to those who were wrestlers. Shishupala, at the time of being killed by the Lord, could not see him as Krishna, being dazzled by the glare of the Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, the temporary manifestation of the Lord as a thunderbolt to the wrestlers appointed by Kamsa, or the glaring appearance of the Lord before Shishupala, was relinquished by the Lord, but the Lord as a magician is eternally existent and is never vanquished in any circumstance. Such forms are temporarily shown to the asuras only, and when such exhibitions are withdrawn, the asuras think that the Lord is no more existent, just as the foolish audience thinks the magician to be burned to ashes or cut to pieces. The conclusion is that the Lord has no material body, and therefore he is never to be killed or charged or changed by his transcendental body. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yatha Matsyadi Rupani Dhatte Jahyad Yatha Nataha Bhubaraha Kshapito Yena Jaho Tachcha Kalevaram. The Supreme Lord relinquished the body which he manifested to diminish the burden of the earth. Just like a magician, he relinquishes one body to accept their different ones, like the fish incarnation and others. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu. That example, Prabhupada also speaks that sun appears and disappears. That doesn't mean the sun is not there. Sometimes even the sun is covered by the clouds, and then somebody can say that there is no sun. But when the clouds go away, then the sun is there. And of course, in the night and day again, we see that. So even the scientists say that the earth is revolving around the sun. So when it is facing the sun, you know, some portions are facing and some portions are not facing. So that's how it moves. But the point is that the sun is always there. So here Krishna manifests different bodies. This is one interesting thing here is that all his forms are eternal. Dhatte. That's what Prabhupada says. Dhatte means eternal. This Matsya Avatara, for example, here it's he's talking about Matsya Avatara, Matsya Adi. Bhagavatam has described 24 avatars. It's not Dasha Avatara. 24 avatars are there. There are many more, but actually 24 principal avatars are there. So these avatars are permanent. You know, those bodies are permanent. Because they're all transcendental bodies. So they're permanent. Not that, because now Krishna has left his body here, so Krishna is no more. No, not like that. Especially I remember one lecture where it was described that how Narasimha, you know, it was Matsyadi. So let's talk of Lord Narasimha. Narasimha, when he appeared in front of Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu, it's not that when Prahlad was saying, "Oh Krishna, please come and help me," so Krishna immediately asked others to help him do the makeup of Narasimha, you know, make him lion, and then he comes out and then they remove the makeup or something like that. No. That is the proof that Narasimha is already there. He just manifests, you know. He gives darshan to his devotee, comes out of the pillar, okay. But he's there. And then he goes back to his own planet. So in the Narasimha Purana, it is described that he has 9 principal planets. Narasimha has his own 5 principal planets. And each planet is to give the enjoyment to the Lord in that particular rasa. You know, like sometimes he is Ugra Narasimha, Bhakta Vatsala Narasimha. You know, there are so many Narasimhas, Yoga Narasimha. So each one has that, because there all the pastimes are happening according to that mood, you know, so that he enjoys. Like Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, he is just simply playing on his flute and, you know, everybody is serving him. Millions and trillions of people are serving him. Spiritual people. Like Ramchandra ji, you know, like his, it's said that all the planets are there. Ayodhya. Ayodhya is in the spiritual sky also. The next to Goloka Vrindavan is Ayodhya. And that's where all these pastimes are being enacted. Different pastimes. We even don't know them, you know, because we don't have the, capacity, or we don't have the qualification to see that. Okay. So this, like that, we must understand that all these forms are not like that. All are aware of Krishna. All his own incarnations, they have to be aware of the origin, you know. So, because Krishna is the fountainhead of all avatars. Okay. He is the Adi Purusham. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So all these different avatars, they are all aware of Krishna. Very much aware, because they have been given that special, you know, all the Vishnu Tattva specially. They're all aware. And that's how when they come in any form, they get a chance to glorify, they glorify. Of course, sometimes they play a different role. But yes, they're always aware. You know, under the spell of Yoga Maya, Krishna makes some devotees forget that they are Krishna's associates. You know, and then they play that role. Like Duryodhana and Kamsa and all these people. They played their role because they are made to forget that they are devotees. You know, because Krishna loves, like an example is of Jambavan, you know. Krishna arranged that whole Shamantaka Mani episode so that he can fight with Jambavan. Because Jambavan was very, very powerful, you know. And they fought for something like 28 days. So, we can see that Shamantaka Mani. We can see that there are so many pastimes of Krishna where we can see that he has done some wonderful activity, but then sometimes we think that, oh, that's over. The Narasimha avatar is over. No, it's not over. That manifested, he manifested and he unmanifested. Simple. And that's how you have to understand. Even this, when he left his body and went back to his Goloka Vrindavan, he did not go back to Goloka Vrindavan because he never leaves Goloka Vrindavan. You know, we say, we come and go, okay? But Krishna doesn't go. He doesn't leave new Goloka Vrindavan, so where is the question of his leaving anything? So that we must understand, that he just manifests at different places. Now also he is manifesting somewhere, some universe. So it's a Nitya Leela. And that's why Prabhupada also explains, Sutta Goswami saying that those who don't understand, they are all stupid, foolish people. And he says, just like a magician, Nataha. Nata means also actor, Nata also means magician. And you can see that in magical show we go, you know, the person says, you cut me into pieces and this and that, you know, and then he comes back from somewhere. They put him in a trunk and throw him in the sea and, you know, so many things they do. And naturally, the people who are seeing, they want to believe that, yes. And this, you can see sometimes some people holding their hearts, you know, oh my God, what's going to happen? Will he come back or not? And he always comes back smiling. We have not heard anywhere that somebody really cut himself. So same way, Sutta Goswami is using that example. So as I say, Bhagavatam has some wonderful, wonderful examples. You know, makes easy to understand. Okay? So let's stop here. We'll meet again tomorrow. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Haan ji.